Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Saturday gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, the big news is that everyone's talking about, and that's that game day returns today on TalkSport. And, of course, it's an international week. So, obviously, we've got live commentary of England against Switzerland. That one kicks off at 5:30 this evening. Gareth Southgate has been speaking to TalkSport's England correspondent Faker Ruthers and started by discussing his squad plans for the World Cup.
There's a core group that we know can play at the level and have taken us a long way in major championships. There are some players who have been with us for a little while who are challenging those players. And you would imagine if we went tomorrow, we'd be in the squad. But we don't go tomorrow. We've got the end of this season, a whole transfer window, the beginning of another season. So there's a lot of time and football to be played. And therefore, some of the players who are with us for the first time and some who perhaps haven't been with us this time still have time to force their way into our plans. And you've got to find that balance of players that you know can win at this level, because you can't just discard all the experience of 50, 60 caps and expect a team to go and win a World Cup. It just doesn't happen. So we've got to marry all those sort of factors together, really.
Just regarding Switzerland, England have got a pretty good record against them. What are you expecting from them tomorrow?
A good team, as we've seen from them knocking France out of the World Cup and going really close against Spain. Our matches against them have been really good tactical and technical tests for us, and I don't think it's any different. They'll come enjoying the challenge of coming to Wembley, and they've got some very good players.
Now, England captain Jordan Henderson has been vital, of course, for the Three Lions in recent years and could feature later on this evening. Ahead of the game, he told TalkSport he's been impressed by some of the newer players in the squad and he's looking forward to the challenge of playing Switzerland.
I hate singling anyone out because they've all been really good. Tyreek, Mark, Kyle. I know Connor has been in the squad before, but they've all settled in really, really well, which is you've got to give credit to the squad, the culture that we have here. And they've been able to come and train really well, and hopefully they can get some game time, if not tomorrow, Tuesday, and make the debuts. That would be nice. They certainly deserve it off training, so fingers crossed they can make get some minutes over the next couple of days.
Zuber into Jonas Shaqiri! And that might just seal the passage through to the knockout stages for Switzerland.
I think Switzerland are a good side, you know, with good players, of course. So I think it'll be a difficult game for us, but a good game for preparation leading into the winter. Still a long way to go in terms of months, but not that many games that we need to play before we get there. So, yeah, I think Switzerland's a really good test, and it'll be a good game.
Now, today is the third day of the third test of England's tour of the West Indies, and TalkSport 2, of course, will have live and exclusive coverage from 2 p.m. To get ready for that, let's hear how day two unfolded yesterday.
Campbell chops it away behind square on the offside. He's hit that nicely. He's going to get four.
I'd be worried already if I was Joe Root. I would, because there's no... spite in the bowling at all.
Well, I would say England have been distinctly average.
Saki Mahmood around the wicket. Ball's cut by Campbell behind square on the offside and it's racing away for four. It was kind of you to say that England's bowling has been average.
I could have used some different terms, but I'm conscious that I'm on public radio manners.
Here is Saki Mahmood. Oh, short wide. That's a gift. He's absolutely thrown the kitchen sink at that, as John Campbell.
It's just another terrible delivery, I'm going to say. I've had enough with mincing my words. It's been really bad. It's been awful from England in the first hour. Oh, that one's gone straight along the ground. Ben Stokes appeals. Brathwaite doesn't even bother to look up. He starts to walk. First time perhaps I've ever seen a batter walk off the field for an LBW. And Ben Stokes has the breakthrough for England.
I know you need to go, but just before you do, have you seen any monkeys on the island yet?
No, I haven't.
Your challenge from me is to go and find yourself an agouti.
It sounds like something that should come with a straw and a pink umbrella. Loads of ice.
Joseph goes leg side this time. It's inside edge and I think it's been taken.
In total disbelief with that shot.
80 overs gone. The new ball's available. I suspect England won't take it immediately.
Give over. I'll be throwing my shoe at the TV if they don't take it.
Now, we've got just under a month to go until the WBC heavyweight champion Tyson Fury takes on Dillian White at Wembley Stadium. Yesterday, on White and Jordan, Dillian White's lawyer, Jeff Benz, joined the show to set the record straight on some issues they had with Tyson Fury's camp. Now, Fury's promoter, Frank Warren, then came on to respond, and the two went head-to-head on TalkSport.
Frank, where are we on the tickets that Dillian asked to buy before you sold them all to Ticketmaster? He hasn't been given the chance to buy any. And where are we on the comps that he asked for? And where are we on the escrow that we've asked for? You got a new company, and when we run a credit check, it shows, well, let's just say we should be concerned.
Did you sign a contract for this bout?
We did, Frank, on the representation by your son that we would have further negotiations.
You signed a bout agreement. In that bout agreement, where does it say anything about escrow accounts, tickets, or any of these things that you mentioned? You're a lawyer. Where does it say anything in that contract you signed?
Hey, Frank, if you want to get into a legal debate about Swiss law, which is what apparently applies to this, I'm happy to do it, man. We signed a form bout agreement. We had negotiations that said we were going to have further conversations about all these other elements. Frank should know that. He hasn't been told that by his lawyer or by his son. It's not my fault. So, Frank, tell me where we are on getting Dillian's money guaranteed. Why won't you put the money into an escrow so that we can be confident that you won't do to him things that you may have done to some others?
Sorry, say what you're saying then. What I've done to who?
Oh, Frank, we all know. We all know.
No, we don't know. You better make it. Listen to me.
Why don't you want
what
to
are you saying why don't properly?
Frank, why don't you want to put Dillian's money in a place that's protected?
You've signed an agreement. You're his lawyer. So if you're worried about the money, then he should be looking to you because you advised him to sign it. And if there's a problem, if I was him, I'd sue you if I don't get paid because you advised him to sign it.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help.
To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, lots of names have been mentioned recently regarding who the next manager at Manchester United should be. Eric Ten Hag, Mauricio Pochettino and Luis Enrique have all been discussed. But Darren Bent has an idea which is a bit more outside the box. Benty, of course, was alongside me on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show yesterday and suggested Italy manager Roberto Mancini could be a good shout despite being knocked out the World Cup qualifiers by North Macedonia on Thursday.
He's a winner.
Yes, he is.
Like, and Djoba is someone who's won the Premier League, so he's got that experience. He's won the Europe. I know it's not ended well with the North Macedonia.
Man City manager. I don't think that would happen, would it?
You say that, but Manchester United, biggest club in the world, they throw our King's Ransom at him. Why not? I get it. It would be a big deal, obviously, in winning them their first Premier League title, Manchester City, to then go to United. I get it. But we've seen managers before. Do you know what I mean? In these type of circumstances, he's not got a job. There's no jobs for him. Manchester United are there and they just go, you know what? What do you think?
Do you think he'd be a better choice for Manchester United than, say, Ten Hag? Or
I think he's better Pochettino? Than Ten Hag. I think he's better than Ten Hag and certainly Pochettino.
Do you?
Pochettino's got no...
My do you is aimed at Ten Hag, not Pochettino.
Well, he's proved that he can do it in this country. I think that's vital. He's got that Premier League experience. I know he ended up leaving there, but then he has gone on to win a massive trophy with Italy in the Euro. So you can't question his pedigree in terms of winning things. So if you're looking for a winner, but then I guess the counter-argument is people say to me, well, Jose was a winner and it ended quite badly, but he did win trophies for United. But some people will say he left it in a worse state.
And we finish with the podcast with a bit of fun. Yesterday on TalkSport on The Breakfast Show, Adam Brazil was joined by Ray Parlour and Trevor Sinclair, and TalkSport's Sam Ellard popped into the studio to try and explain how a popular video game FIFA works. It's fair to say, Alan struggled to wrap his head around it.
Do you dribble with the ball? Or are you talking about manager? Do you pick players? What do you do?
Oh, physically, what you do on FIFA. Yes, you have a control and you control the players. Yeah, you pass, you shoot,
we know
you tackle.
That, but
well, no, we don't. How does it?
How do you get the players?
How does it?
Do you have to make your own team up?
Yeah. So FIFA,
so
ultimate
I kind
team,
of,
you'll be centre
forward, you'll be centre forward.
Yeah, so you have a certain amount of money
to
spend.
You don't get Arsenal, Liverpool, and you get Liverpool team.
You can do different games on FIFA, but yeah, the one that they're doing is that
you build your own team.
Right. Yeah.
So what do you do then if someone's really good, knows what he's doing, but his thumbs don't work properly?
Well, if your thumbs don't work properly, you're not going to be very good at FIFA, because FIFA is using your thumbs, isn't it? That's how you play.
Well,
you use your two thumbs.
So people who win at FIFA are not necessarily the best knowledgeable people. They've got quick thumbs.
Yeah, but you got to know what to do. You got to know where to pass, where to shoot,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course. Every kid plays FIFA growing up, don't they, as a kid?
Yeah.
Certainly this generation. My 100%.
Yeah, my children.
Your kids play FIFA?
Ray, I'm just so pleased when I was born.
Like the Atari. Remember the Atari?
I couldn't put up with life at the moment. And I see you lot live in the dream world.
But that's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Game day returns, of course, today. And TalkSport will have live commentary of England against Switzerland. That one kicks off at 5:30 this evening. TalkSport 2 will have live and exclusive commentary of the third day of the third test of England's tour of the West Indies. Play for that one starts at 2 p.m. I'm back from 10 p.m. on Monday night alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.